Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. It's so good to be here with you. It's Friday. Friday means, what are you going to do this weekend, if it's your weekend? You didn't do last weekend that will make something special in your life. Like, what will you do to create something in your life that you didn't do last weekend? Something that will be there next weekend that will make you feel good when you look at it. Are you going to be doing something like that? What in the world was I thinking that I was going to take the time and... Wow. That's kind of crazy because I just am looking, and today's Free For All Friday, I think. I'm just sure it's Friday. But I have a topic up here, and it says that I'm on the air right now, and it says that I have 2 days of stream left. Wow, I got to talk for 2 solid days? Oh, for Pete's sakes, you guys might have to exit right now. Some of you can go to your Golden Seekers call, and some of you can run down to the donut shop, and some of you could run down to the hardware store for your project for the weekend, and others might go to the fabric store. Some of you might go to the Home Depot or Lowe's. I'm really not advertising for anyone, but, you know, they're just places people know, to go get some kind of components to make some kind of scientific project or an experiment. And some of you might go to a lab and write all weekend. It's so important that we recognize our own power, or we'll fall for anything. And what in the world was I thinking that I was going to be bothering to talk today? Because I feel that there's some people out there that are going to be willing to talk today. Why not? Of course, you could. But it's up to you. And so I'm going to break away for a quick little commercial. Maybe I have a very slow connection. Maybe you're not going to get the commercial. Maybe it'll come on in a little bit. Or maybe I'm just not going to get to hear it. But that's my friend Angie from Australia. And she's got a great voice. I love to listen to the people with Australian accents. And, darn it, I have no idea what's going on with my little tablet here that doesn't want to play Miss Angie. And I don't think you're going to get to hear it. So I'll just refresh my screen here and see what maybe, just maybe, that's kind of crazy what I was getting when I brought up this. It is Free For All Friday. It says it's my upcoming broadcast. And that means that I get to hear what you want to talk about. I get to find out what might be ticking you off, turning you on. That's entirely up to you to share it. Because I wouldn't know. I just wouldn't know without you telling me. And I'm getting all kinds of commercials. I think it's a little annoying, but I understand that Blog Talk can make more money off of their system if they have ads on here, because they make money from their advertisers, and their advertisers make money from their advertisements, and that's the way business is. It requires everyone to do something, be of value. And so there are people that make money off of people that want to do business. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of, a little irritated because a friend of mine had come up with a name for what she is. She figured out a name for who she is, what she likes to do. And she came up with a name. Now, she had never bothered to do anything online, to be a business online, so she went looking for the experts. She didn't trouble anyone. She just went looking for the experts online. And, boy, did she find them. We had already checked to see if the name of the company that she would like to be was available, and it was. But rather than going directly to the companies that can issue her a domain name, she ended up with a company that was determined they could make money off of her. So they went out and bought the name that she wanted. And then rather than her being able to pick it up for under $20, it ended up being around $2,000. Now, there's a big difference between that and doing it some other way. There's a big difference. We can be in the middle of someone's business, but we don't need to make how many thousands of times percent more, or how many hundreds of times more percent more than the original that came up with it. I mean, seriously, I think it's pathetic that people get in the middle of business and drain people of their resources. I'm really kind of sad to think about how so many people are in business only because others are in business when they could be the one that's the original creator of a business and make money on their own rather than using people that are going into business and ripping them off. Now, that's a ripping off, okay? Most of us realize we can go get a domain name for under $20, even under 10. And for somebody to find out from my friend what name the business would be in and go buy it up and try to charge a few thousand dollars. That's ridiculous. That is not at all being fair. That is ripping somebody off. Taking the name that they had that came to them after many, many hours and years of life to bring someone to a point that they could see themselves in their business with their name, their creation, and somebody else. Just because a contact was made trying to find out how to get a domain name, that they did that. So I'm calling out anybody that makes your living because you find out when somebody wants to get a domain name and you go out and you buy it and try to get somebody to buy it from you because they had the idea, the concept. You don't even know. They might have a concept in their head. It might not have been an idea, just an idea. Because people that go beyond the idea stage with a concept have been giving something some thought for a while. And if you're a scoundrel that's out there taking advantage of people that do that, there's something wrong with that. I have an idea, but I have more than an idea. I have a concept to throw out. Here's the concept. We human beings are capable of being in business. So why are we following anything or anyone? Why do we follow politics when politics takes from every one of us through business? Why do we love politicians when the only way they get their paycheck is by taking because we get paychecks? I hope you're really breaking through to understand the power of you. And today's the day that I like to hear about some of the things that you've learned about in the world around, but I want to make sure you've checked out the story. Like, I know for a fact what happened with my friend. It was only because I went, who are you talking to? What was that about? that I understood that this person, this company, goes out and skanks people. They're skanks. Dishonest business. Taking somebody's name that they want to go buy and going ahead and buying it and then trying to make money off of them. So wrong. What's right? I mean, that's like, come on, you got a good friend and they tell you something secret and you're going to go spread it around to everybody else? I hope not. I hope not. You know, human beings, we're consciousness. We're able to keep things, know things, be things, have things. We're the creators. We're not like any other animal out there. And if we behave, right, if we behave like animals, hurting each other, taking from each other, we end up in little wars, don't we? And there's not a reason for that. Girls and guys, you're amazing. You're simply amazing. You have so much potential. So much potential that you have no idea what you could be if all you do is follow the same thing every day. You have no idea. You have no clue about how capable you are, how very qualified you are, unless you try. Unless you try to be more. And why not try to be more? You know what happens when you try? You can get good at something. How incredible is that? You can get good at something if you try. If you don't try, you won't know. You'll never know. You'll just be, you'll just be doing the same thing day after day, year after year, week after week, month after month. And that just sucks. When we were little kids, we couldn't stand the thought of being the same today as we were yesterday. We couldn't wait to sail ahead at something. We couldn't wait for tomorrow to get here so we could try to do something new. We were always full of adventure, always. And adults, we should be full of adventure too. Whatever stopped us from being Captain Crusoe, whatever stopped us from being the captain of a ship. And I got a hand up, and so I'm going to take this hand and see what's up. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jill. How you doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah.
Good.
I just want to jump on and say hi. You know, I haven't spoken on a show in a long time, so I just want to say hello. And I notice a lot of things, Joe. You know, I notice a lot of positive things going on. I notice a lot of positive vibrations out there, but there's still something missing. There's just something missing. You know, and in life, and we have to figure out what that is that's missing and put it there. And that's it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And you have a really good day.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Love your show. I listen to it every day, and, you know, I always broadcast it out. So, not because I don't talk. I'm always listening, and I love listening to you, so, and I know you could talk. So that's the reason why I don't come up that often. Oftentimes I'm busy while I'm listening to the calls, too. So
you just listen like people do to the radio, right?
Yeah.
People just listen.
You're the best host out there.
That's what radio's about.
It's water, baby. Anyway,
there you go.
I love you, Jill.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything.
All right, you're welcome.
Friday.
Take care of you, too. All right.
Bye.
And so, it is an amazing world in which we live because we are so much more than we give ourselves credit for. others are so much more than we give them credit for? Oh. See, there's a shift. If we're made to feel less than somebody else, we just might go make somebody else feel less because we want to feel right. We want to be accepted. It's one of our greatest needs. One of our greatest needs is to be accepted. And being accepted, since it's such a great need, unfortunately, children fall prey to peer pressure. And so do adults. I mean, I can't believe the number of people that literally run around telling each other how to vote. Seriously. People that run around telling you how to vote. Who to vote for or who not to vote for. But they can't tell you their real why. They don't know. And generally, if they tell me why, against the other person, as far as not being good for people, not being good for the economy, not being good for our health, not being good for education, you know. So instead, they're voting against what they don't want, but they don't know any more about the other party. Seriously, I'm not convinced they know any more about the other party than what they know about the one, because we don't know what we don't know. But what I do know is every one of us has the potential to think and to act, and in their thinking and acting, they can create values. Everyone. There's really no one. I'm telling you, when I spent hours working at Woods Learning Center in my hometown as a teenager, thanks to a teacher of mine in junior high who was the lady who was in charge of, helped us be the student council in junior high, Mrs. Fowkes. What an incredible lady. She got us involved in community projects, and when you felt it resonated with you, you could go work, be with that project. And they're always happy to have people helping out. And when we're young, because we can't yet work, we can volunteer. We can volunteer, but when we're adults and we have to take care of ourselves, we have to make money at what we love to do. Now, I liked what I did, but I didn't find I liked it so much that I wanted to spend my every waking moment doing what I did as a volunteer in junior high. But what I discovered there was the children with Down syndrome, the children with other conditions that might make them different than what we would consider normal in functioning, were capable of being of value to themselves. And in being of value to themselves, they were of value to others. In teaching them some skill, they could go home and they could show their parent they could do it. And it was so rewarding helping them become more. And I look at the adults who are capable of doing so much more, who do nothing but sit around twiddling their thumbs. I could have said it some other way. You've probably heard those kind of things. But I'm going to say sit around twiddling their thumbs and look for others to do something for them. When those children, those youthful folks, were so thrilled to learn something new, we should be too. Why did we decide that we grow up and we're going to do the same thing the rest of our lives? What? If you're one of those that's living that life, you're missing your life. You're missing out on your creativity, your ability to be of value to yourself and to others, and even get rich. But let me tell you what's on the top of rich, slowing rich down. You, all of you that are listening. What's slowing you down from getting rich? The fact that you got to jump through hoops to do whatever you want to do to get it to the market. That's going to drive the price of anything you want to create up, slow it down, which means revenue is not coming in as quickly. And what in the world is protective about that in the name of government? Nothing. Rich people are not bad. That's been one of the biggest fallacies in a great way for politicians to stay empowered over you. Rich people are not bad. Poor people are not bad. There's nothing else. Oh, yes, there is. There's a ruling class, and there's a non-ruling class. A ruling class of people are this small, teeny tiny segment of a population that tell us all what we need to do. They've made up man-made laws, rules, regulations, codes. And their nodes get fat because they're living off of us doing that. They are no better than we are. In fact, they only exist because they take from us. Understand that. There's billions of us that were born creators. Billions. Conscious life has the power to create. We, human beings, consciousness, are amazing. Unless we default to laziness and we expect someone else to do something for us that we can do ourselves. And even if you get really good in business, teach it all. Teach every aspect of it so that your successor, your replicator, has a base for happiness. What do I mean by a base for happiness? A base for happiness is having the ability to be creative in what you do. Are you creative in your job? Chances are you're not. You're turning in responsibilities every day instead of going into play. When we were children, our job was to play at life, to learn, to grow, to become more. It should be the same thing as an adult. Why did we give up that purpose in life? Because someone said we go get a job, so people did. People expect the job is going to be boring, so it is. If you expected your job to be exciting and you learned every single thing about making of money where you are, you would be like a god, highly capable of running your own life, highly capable of creating new values all the time, having breakthrough moments in your thinking. But if you continue to do what you always do, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. Einstein said it a different way. Einstein understood that doing the same thing day after day was insanity. That guy never did things the same way, did he? He was always stretching and growing and building and flowing in his essence within science. Because his great passion to understand, we have technology today that's unbelievable. And because we have the technology that we have today, 10 years from now, it's going to be unbelievable. And because of that, 10 years later will be unbelievable. If you don't understand that it's we, the people, that bring all these values to life and not government, you've been misled. A politician, especially a career politician, does not add value to life. They are paid to take from life. We pay them. In 2012, I ran for president of the United States. Most people don't know that. It's okay. I didn't do it for any attaboys or attagirls. I did it because I believe that a government should only protect the people and that taking from their values is a far cry from protecting the people. That doing it in the name of social good is a great way to get people entrapped into a drain on society. I get that. I did it because I knew that if the people were set free to create more, we would have more. I knew that there's not a rich, middle class, and poor. I knew that there was only a ruling class who enslaved us all, and the non-ruling class, the billions of us worldwide. I knew that we were larger than that small class, and that all we had to do was change our allegiance from them to us, to our belief in ourselves, in our ability to create, and that we can have wealth, health, and safety. Wealth, why? Because wealth comes from creating something of value, being of value. And there should be nothing on that value but you doing it, you sharing it, someone exchanging freely with you without somebody else in the middle. Just like in the computer industry where the prices drop to fractions compared to what they used to be and the values continue to go up and we get more in technology all the time because somebody put their effort into it, they couldn't trap it quick enough like they can a slow-moving, sedentary business on the streets. Through the computers, we have industry going on worldwide. How are you going to stop that? It's a good thing. It could bring us peace because we could exchange values on a global scale. But you don't need government in the middle because government is just a burden on the values the people create. So wealth, oh my gosh, imagine every industry as free as the computer industry with prices dropping. What was once $1 million was in institutions and big businesses is now in the palm of your hand under a couple hundred bucks. Greater computing power than what took us to the moon. Thank you, geniuses of society. They're the great ones. They're the ones we should be electing to office. Those that bring us value, those that understand business, those that never stop creating values. They're living their life that they were meant to live. So we got wealth because you have people like that who bring it, not politicians who take from wealth and everybody's wealth. How little it is doesn't matter. Health. Are you kidding me? We should be searching for the cure to aging. It should be that should be the number one quest of any society because aging doesn't serve anyone and it's certain, but we could stop it. There are an amazing group of people working on it, but they should never be held back through government either. Every species should save their own lives, and humans, we definitely should be. All that's lost to death, that's just pathetic. It's the greatest tragedy for a human being, is to die. You ever been with people when they're dying? I've been with both parents. There's nothing beautiful about that. Are you kidding me? I'm supposed to accept that they've gone to heaven and someday I'll see them again. I'm sorry, I can't buy that. Their value to themselves and to me is over the minute they take their last breath. Health would be better for all of us, and a healthcare plan is not health. Oh, my God, please, not. It's not. And safety. How can we have safety when the people that are supposed to protect us report into that ruling class, those few thousand? We'll never have pure safety for everyone, equal safety, equal peace, so long as we turn over our money for the government to protect us, because they will protect themselves first. We could have wealth, health, and safety in the snap of a finger with a president who would tell us they were going in to slash the federal budget in half, who would say that they were bringing in a prime law, and their party held them to it. There's no place for gross abuse because they wouldn't have to be impeached. Their party would take them out. How beautiful would that be? The next time you learn of the 12 Visions Party, I recommend you check out their platform. It's like nothing else. It's about all that I've just brought to you. And I'm for them. I believe in it. I believe in wealth, health, and safety for everyone. It's the only way to live, and we're the creators, we're the value creators, we're the value producers. Billions to a few thousand, the numbers don't lie. Step up, step in, have fun, have a great weekend. We'll see you back on Monday. Have a fun day. Bye now.